Let's go with the message this morning from the Word, and we're talking a little serious, stand and fight, and life is that. It's a battle. It's going to be a battle. Anything otherwise is not normal, all right? So we ask questions around here like, how many have been in some struggles? How many have had this? And hands just go up everywhere, amen? And God has equipped us in His Word to how to fight. And if you don't believe in a devil, I'm sorry, he's real, all right? You hear me? Okay, we're going to talk about the devil a little bit. You can't believe you're talking about the devil. Why are you talking about the devil? Because the devil's real. All right? Say. All right? So if you don't know him, I mean, he seems chained to me sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Come on. Let's talk about it today. How can I fight the devil? How can I fight the devil and win? We want to talk about it in this little series. And certainly not here to glorify the devil, but he's pretty powerful. All right? And so, but greater is he that's in who? That's right, than he that's in the what? Sure. It doesn't mean he's not powerful, though. But you have the capability and the ability to rise above. Because a lot of times, don't you watch the news? Don't you hear stories of things happening? And you just wonder, oh my gosh, how could something like that happen? You ever hear, you think that way? Or how much worse can it get? You ever say stuff like that? Sure. Because we have an adversary, the devil, goes about as a roaring lion seeking. This is his domain, this planet. And we want to talk about it. Let's go with it. We'll just see what we find today. Stand and fight, confronting enemy attack. Now, before the singers came, we had laid out a little one message in this series. And then we took a little break. Let's get back to it. Identify the enemy. Let's go, Rog. We're going to roll. We've got a good 20 minutes here. Okay, buddy? There is a battle, and it is where? It's inside of who? Me. That's where the battle is. Guys, you do a whole lot better instead of looking down on Sister So-and-so trying to fix her hair or her wardrobe or whatever and worry about you. Amen. Say, that's where the battle is. That's where the battle is. Right? And even when other people have hurt me in my life, the battle still is right here. What am I going to do about it? What am I going to do about what I think and what I feel? Am I going to quit? Am I going to keep going? What's going to happen inside of me? That's where the battle is. Wouldn't you agree with that? Say, even in marriage and relationship, oh, if I can just fix my husband, I can fix my wife. Listen, when I counsel people, honestly, if I can just get one party getting a little fixing done, we're making some progress. Amen? Say, and you can really work on you. Any change that you try to force on somebody else, a lot of times ain't real change anyway. So anyway, the battle is where? It's inside of me. We're all different. We're all different. And the strategy of plan of attack from the enemy, from the devil, from the wicked one, from Satan, is unique to our individual what? And past what? Experiences. A lot of people can't get into their future because they can't get past their past. And boy, Satan has their number. And just to bring it up. Are you, some of you like that in the room? Something could just happen and trigger something in your life, in your mind, and just pulls you back? Say, sure, he likes to beat you down like a dog. Okay? And his plan is unique. We all have a battle we must fight. And that's what we talked about. Though different, we all have the same goal. And that's to do what? Stand and fight. Okay? We're children of God on this planet. He has a purpose for our life. We need to identify the enemy, though. Identify the enemy. Now, we looked at the enemy's personality. We're just going to go over this really quick again. Not going to do the scriptures. Not going to go. He deceives. He kills. These are all backed up by scriptures in the Bible. He lies like a dog. We say that, but my dog Oreo ain't never lied to me. I love my dog. Absolutely. He tempts. This is his personality. He what? Destroys. He accuses. You know what? We ought to remember that sometime. When we're accusing other people, we're just a mouthpiece for the devil. You understand? Yes or no? Say. Absolutely. Accuses. Makes you feel like trash. Well, we know this verse, don't we? Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the who? Devil goes about as a roaring what? Seeking whom he may what? Devour. So every one of these are scriptural. These aren't something we're making up. The enemy is hell-bent on destroying my life.
and my purpose and my happiness. Who said that? I did. I look back over my life, and there's been an enemy in my life who's hell-bent on destroying Gary Clark. And you can say, well, you don't believe in the devil. I'd be an absolute lunatic not believing in the devil. I'd have to deny half my life. You know what I'm saying? Are you kidding me? Come on. But listen, I'm not unique. He wants to destroy your life, your purpose, and your happiness as well. And really, this is a personal message today. You've got to take it yourself. I've got to take it myself. And it's, you know, this is pretty much on us today, what we're going to do with the message. The enemy's power. Let's keep moving now. Let's see some of the enemy's power. He's the prince of the world. Whenever you wonder about why the bad things happen on planet Earth, well, because the prince is the devil himself. You understand that? That's why bad things happen. Here after Jesus speaking, I will not talk much with you. He's going to be leaving his disciples. He's going to be going to the cross, going to be ascending. He says, for the prince of this world, what? Okay? He has nothing in me. Prince of the world is coming. And Jesus has defeated death, hell, and the grave. He's at the right hand of God the Father. He ever lives to make intercession for you and for me as we face this battle. He also tells us in His Word, He didn't leave us alone in this fight. He sent us the Comforter, or the Holy Spirit, to walk with us. He's given us His Word. Why you go to church? You don't need to go to church, do you? He's given me the church to help me. Amen. Say. That's why the church ought to be a help. We don't want to be a hindrance in your Christian life here at Fellowship Church. We don't want you to come, those people just hate me. They talk down about me. No! We want to be what we're supposed to be in your life. And that is an encouragement. Say, when you come here, you ought to be encouraged. When you come here, you ought to be loved. When you come here, you ought to be equipped. I come here on Sunday. I prayed with six men this morning out there in that truck. And down to every single prayer, every one of them encouraged me. That's called the church. You listening or not? That's what it's about. Okay, because there's a prince. There's an adversary that we have. Okay? So he's equipped us to fight this enemy. Y'all listening or have I lost you? Come on. Keep looking. He's the prince of the power of the air. Ephesians 2, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, according to the what? Prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now works in the children of what? You know, I see scriptures like this. It just lets me know it's no wonder the things that come across our airwaves, from radio to television to internet to whatever. Satan is the prince of the power of the what? Of the air. It shouldn't catch us off guard. All right? He's at work, man. He's hell-bent on destroying your life and other people's lives, period. You know, this nation, and I do a lot of series on America. You can get them out back. A lot of things we've looked into our history of our country. And we get really frustrated with our nation, and I understand that. But don't forget, we have an enemy. You understand? This country was founded, whether you believe it or not, it's the truth. Much of this country was founded on Jesus and God's Word and propagating the gospel and freedom of religion. And that's coming under attack. Well, shazam. Say, and we want to blame one person. It's not one person. If you think one president is going to fix this country, you're crazy. You know what I'm saying? Or one congressman. Should that mean we don't want the best person? No. Should we not want to elect the right people? No, we should do that. But guys, there's a bigger picture. Don't give up, though. Don't give up. I'm just saying, you have more power than you realize. If the church of the living God would rise up, it'd be a different country today. Can we praise the Lord? Come on. You know it's the truth. Flat out! But it's a fight. It's a fight. It's a fight. And we're so busy fighting our life, it's hard to fight for our country half the time. You know what I'm saying? There's an adversary. He's the prince of darkness, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. But we spend a lot of time doing that. And a lot of churches do that. God hasn't called me to referee a fight as a pastor. That's not what I'm here for. We're not to wrestle against flesh and blood. Is that right? Yes or no? But against principalities, against powers, against, say it this part, against the rulers of the what? Darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. He's the prince of darkness. And he's against you. He's the God of this world, little g, but he's still a big deal. It's a little g, but he's still a big deal. Okay? In whom the what? God of this world hath done what? Blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. That's one of the purposes he wants to destroy your life. That's why he likes to keep you busy. Get you to stumble. People cannot stand a hypocrite. They cannot stand somebody. You telling me about Jesus? Look at you, the way you live in your life. Don't you hear that? Yes or no? See, and that's why it's so important that we stand and fight. We fight this wicked one. There's more at stake than just our life, our family's life, our friends. It's our world, our community. It's worth the fight to fight him. You understand? Yes or no? I just give in, lay down, die. Just quit. When you're a pastor as long as I've been, you've seen a lot. I've seen a lot of quitters. You understand? Yes or no? A lot of pain there too. I could just think about all that, all the quitters in my life. I'm not gonna waste time on it because I got to battle this. That I got to worry about Gary. You understand? Say, why'd so and so leave? I don't know. Go ask them. Say yes or no. Spend your time on doing wasted, stupid stuff if you want to. I'm not going to do it. Yes or no? Say. Come on! That's a little hard, but guys, when you've been through mess like you've been through and I've been through in my life, listen, the Mickey Mouse don't fly no more. You understand? This is a battle, guys. We got people inside this room, they battled so hard they want to take a gun and stick in their mouth and blow their brains out. And you worried about whatever? Are you kidding me here? Say. Guys, there's an enemy. Y'all hear me? I know that's hard preaching on a Sunday morning early. It went ugly, didn't it? Like a roller coaster here with me, ain't it? Come on. He's a roaring lion. How can I stand up here and talk passively about this mess? Say. Every one of them gets worse, don't it? He's a roaring lion. Be sober. Be vigilant. We said it earlier, because your adversary, the devil, goes about as a what? A roaring lion. You don't want to get thrown into the cage with the lion, do you? Well, then don't flirt with him. Say. Don't mess with him. Don't play with him. Fight him! Kill him! Say. You're not a good person. You want to kill the devil. Yeah. Amen. Come on. Fight, guys. He's a great dragon. How many are feeling pretty hopeless right now? If it wasn't for Jesus, you'd be in a bull world, a heap of trouble, wouldn't you? A great dragon. Man. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, a great what? Red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. He's a dragon. I don't want to be fighting no dragon, do you? Come on. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the who? Dragon. And the dragon fought against his what? Angels. I know some of you, if you're not into the Bible or reading the Bible, you're going to think, that Clark is nuts. He believes the devil's a dragon. I believe he's a dragon and a whole lot more. I mean, he's a dragon, he's a lion. You fill in the blank. He's everything that's bad. And I can talk about him because I've met him. He showed up at my house. Say. How many say that? He showed up at my house. Say. Yeah, come on. He showed up at my house in my life. It's not a study, though, today to find out who the devil is. I don't want to take my time and just teach like that, guys. This is all teaching and it's right out of the Scriptures. But I want to motivate you to fight. To stand and fight for your life. Stand and fight for your life. Stand and fight for your life. You matter to God. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. You have value to God. He gave His Son for you. Most of us live life and don't even know we matter. We don't even know we have value. We're trying to please some person on the planet instead of pleasing Jesus. Boy, when you can fix your eyes upon Jesus, look full in His wonderful face, I'll tell you something right now, your life will change. And you'll see you have value and you matter. And you'll be surprised what you can conquer. Let's take another question. How many of you have conquered something in your life with God's help that you just really give Him glory for? Come on. Come on. Look, wow, man. Come on, let's make some noise. Praise the Lord. Come on. That's a lot of stuff right there. Wow. And that gives other people in this room hope. There's some in the room today. Oh, man, this guy's... The devil's killing me. I can't make it. You can make it. You can. You're surrounded by champions today. People who made it. We're not bragging on us. We're bragging on Jesus. Amen? Come on. The enemy's hell-bent on destroying my life, my purpose, and my happiness. The enemy distracts. You ever got distracted by the devil? Say. He disrupts. You ever had a portion of your life totally just disrupted? Say. It was so disruptive. Nothing was normal. You couldn't even function. Say, you ever been discouraged by the devil? I mean, that's like a dumb question, isn't it? You couldn't have lived on planet Earth. Come on. Identify the enemy. Put him in the sights. Stand and fight. It's your life. And God wants you to fight. A couple of things as we're done. We're wrapping up. I must believe there's an enemy who's at war on the inside of me. I must believe that. It's not enough for me to get up here and hoop and holler and rant and rave and run all over the stage. You've got to believe that. You've got to believe that. You've got to believe that. Now, guys, you've got to believe there's hope, though. Keep in mind, there's hope. But if you got your head in the sand, if you don't realize that, you know, boy, you're in His crosshairs. You got to believe that there's an enemy. Now, being ignorant ain't going to cut it. You can argue with my message today. That's fine. 2 Corinthians says, lest Satan should get a what? Because we're not what? Your ignorance gives Satan a what? Your ignorance gives Satan a what? Your ignorance gives Satan an advantage. And so what we're trying to help you do this morning is help some of us be less ignorant this morning. Amen. Because He will get an advantage of us. And we call it, well, I fell, or I tripped, or I didn't mean it, or I didn't. Well, He got advantage of you, didn't He? Say. In the tennis court, I used to play some tennis, believe it or not. But one place you don't want to get is caught between that net and the back line. We call that no man's land. Unless you're going there to slam that sucker, that ball's going to come at your feet and it's pretty hard to hit right there. And He gets an advantage of you. And that's what this is all about. Stand and fight. Know the playing field. Okay? Number two, I must realize that I don't have what? We can try all day long, guys. I see them do it on TV. They try to be so positive. I like being positive and happy. Believe it or not, I really do. But guys, oh, it's just so good, and God's just going to do everything good for you, and everything's good, and if you just name it and claim it, you can have it, and everything's going to be perfect in your life, and it's going to be wonderful. I don't know who they're talking to. Do you understand? Guys, this is the devil's domain where we live. This isn't heaven. Oh, I buy all that for heaven. Absolutely. Absolutely. Does it not mean that you can't have a good life? No, you can have a great life here, and you can be positive here, and you can be an encouragement here. But guys, it's going to take you doing some serious fighting. It's going to take a little bit more than you sending $100 to some guy on TV. You listening or not? Say, I know that's ugly, but listen, this is the God honest truth. Listen, being unprepared ain't going to cut it. That's why you need church. You don't have home field advantage. Did you know a lot of folks will leave here today at Fellowship Church and they'll go to their home, which is nothing like Fellowship Church, where they're loved here, where they're encouraged here. They go like my mama back into a place where it's really hard. You understand? That's another reason when people come to Fellowship Church, we need to take that 1 hour or 2 hours or 3 hours that we have and really, really, really guard the flesh and walk in the Spirit. Amen. Because there's other people. We want to love on other people. Take time for people here, by the way. Say that with me. Take time for people. Say that one more time. Take time for people here. One more time. Take time for people here. I've made it a practice over the years, and I know I failed at it sometimes. But if somebody comes up to me with a need right here on this campus on a Sunday morning, and they need to pray, or they might not even know they need to pray, or they need a hug, or they need to have somebody look them in the eye, do it today. Amen. Say. And I'd like to see more and more and more of us. I mean, and we already do a good job at that, but we can do better. Amen. Taking time for people. Y'all listening if I lost you again? Because this is a lot of encouragement for people, and this is some of the only encouragement they get. It's right here. Okay? Satan's the god of this world. And I'm fighting on what? Enemy soil. That's why they said nobody could go into Seattle this year and beat the Seahawks, because of their fan base. Because all the fans, they're rabid, they're crazy, they're loud. You can't even, so many penalties just because they can't get the snap off right. Okay? In Cleveland, they used to call it the what? The dog pound. Is that what they called it? Sure they did. Absolutely. Home field advantage. Well, you don't have it. This is, on Sunday, a little taste of heaven. Amen? Believers in Christ. But all us believers don't get to go with you everywhere all week long. We actually have to go through those doors back out into that what? World. Okay? But that's God's purpose. He's called us to this world. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, He says. The world I live in is the what? It's the domain of the devil. That's what we're talking about. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Principalities here. This is Satan's forces, head officers, staff officers, divisional commanders, foot soldiers. We don't see. It's not just one devil, guys. There's a devil and his angels. You might say, Clark, you don't believe in all that. How else could I explain the mess in this world? The Bible makes good sense to me. All I have to do is look around this world and I can see the brutality and the carnage that's being left by Satan's forces. And there's plenty of pain right in this room, right here. If we spent the time, we'd take us days if we'd let everybody have their talk and people would really open up. It'd take us days to get through the pain right in this room. The carnage that's been left right in this room. And many in this room used as tools of Satan to hurt other people. Crazy, huh? Come on. Number three, I must realize the what? The intensity of the conflict. And that's why being passive is not going to cut it, guys. It's not going to cut it with my communication skills either. I can't sit up here and talk like about the devil in some soft tone voice. It ain't happening. You understand? Okay, because I've been too close to him. I've fought him. Seen him. Seen him win a lot of rounds. You know what I mean? Being passive isn't going to cut it. Look at the scripture again. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers. What? Against the rules of the darkness of this. What? What? Against spiritual wickedness in high places. The word wrestle speaks of great intensity. It's a firm grip. It's a pressing hand. Okay? The enemy is straining with every ounce of strength and using any tactical maneuver to pin me to the what? Ground! We're almost done. Keep looking. Look at this verse again. Or a couple of verses. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to what? I don't like the Bible. I can't read the Bible. Guess what? Well, you just left off part of your armor then, didn't you? Say, well, I don't believe in that faith stuff. Well, I think that's right there at the very beginning, ain't it? I don't know about salvation. Listen, guys, you need to put on the whole armor of God. You know? And quit blaming other people for your loss. Okay? Fight, man! Fight! Put on the whole armor of God that you can what? Stand against the wiles of the devil! Every bit of armor.
If I'm going to battle, now I don't like the helmet. It don't feel too good. It messes up my hair. Okay, we'll get your head blown off then. Oh, no, give me the helmet. I'd like it. Yeah, give it an extra thick.
It's all about perspective, isn't it? Okay? Come on. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against, there it is, against.
The word against is repeated how many times?
Light it up. There it is. 6 times. You're smoking something if you believe you're not going to have a fight in this world. And we get so discouraged. I can't believe this happened. I can't believe that person did this to me. Guys, wake up. What planet do you think you're living on? We might better understand a little better now why Jesus came and died. Why he had to do what he did. Well, I don't understand why he did what he did. Boy, when I have a message like this, I understand a little bit better why Jesus did what he did. Because without it, we were going to straight to hell. Life was going to be hell, and then we were going to go to hell. Now, life's going to be hell down here, and you can fight it. But you're going to heaven. And now you've got a fighting chance with the hell that you're going to be going through because you've got Jesus. That's a better perspective to me. It might sound negative. To me, it doesn't sound negative. To me, it sounds like, okay, good, I got it. I'm a little better off now. I understand a little bit better now. Amen? Come on. We done, Raj? Can we say this right here, these two words sort of loud? Stand and one more time. That's pretty good, but one more time. Stand and praise the Lord. Let's stand on up. Praise the Lord for His Word this morning. Come on. Good Word this morning from the Lord.